Here's the situation facing our heroes. Half the people on the planet have been vaporized. Only a few are left who have any chance of reversing the global catastrophe. Can they pull it off? That's where we've landed for the start of the massive Marvel Disney blockbuster Avengers Endgame.
If we do this, we'd be going in shorthanded.
Yeah, you mean because they killed all our friends?
We owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
And while the epic runtime for Avengers Endgame is just over 3 hours, that still leaves some time to see other movies this summer. Chicago-based film critic Reggie Ponder is back with us, a.k.a. Reggie, the real critic. Reggie, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, well, how about you doing?
Pretty good.
Glad to be back.
Now, I'm going to get out ahead of you here, Reggie. You're going to ask me what movies I've seen. And I'm going to hem and haw. I haven't seen a lot lately, and here's my rule. Why am I going to see a movie if I haven't heard from Reggie about it first?
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's a good one. So you start off, Rob, with the big blockbuster of the year so far, which, wow, I mean, just doing a phenomenal at the box office, and which it was the Avengers. And, you know, if you haven't seen it yet, everybody saw the Avengers.
Yeah, my kids saw it without me. They went. They got a 7 a.m. showing the weekend it opened. That was too early for Rob.
So for the year, they don't really count that movie as a summer film.
Right.
But it really did kick off the summer blockbusters. And then I'm just going to list a number of films just really quickly because I know our time will be short. But we have Aladdin, John Wick, Avengers Endgame, Rocket Man, Ma, and Booksmart. They're all out currently right now, and that's been the beginning of that summer season. Anyone that you want to kind of delve into a little bit there?
I want to hit a bunch of those, Reggie, and let's start with this John Wick thing. This is John Wick 3. It's a franchise. It's got Keanu Reeves. I did not see one or two. People are. It seems like something I might like. High speed action, nothing but action, right?
It is high. Yeah, you don't even need me. It's high speed action, nothing but action. What I'll tell you about this one is that do you need to see number one and two to enjoy number three? No. But if I were you, I would. I'd watch one and two, and particularly number two, because it really helps you understand some of the things that are happening in three. And my only thing about this, it is very violent. And so if you think the person is dead, no, they didn't. They made sure the person was dead. They killed the person four or five times. So it's very violent. So if you don't like the violence kind of high speed thing, then this will not quite be for you.
And the whole plot, as I understand it, before we move on, everybody wants to kill John Wick. I just described basically the plot of the whole movie, right?
Everybody wants to kill John Wick. There's a bounty on his head, and it's a hefty one at that. And some of the stuff is so slick. It looks so good, and it's a fun movie. So if you like that kind of movie, I did. I enjoyed it.
Now, here's a very different kind of movie. Let's give a listen to a little bit of the live-action version of Aladdin.
Hey, can you make me a prince?
There is a lot of gray area in Make Me a Prince. I could just make you a prince.
Oh, no.
Y'all see my palace?
So we have a live action of a much-loved Disney animated movie, Aladdin. They picked a pretty prominent actor to take over the Robin Williams role.
Yeah, they did. This is what I'll say, is that I cringe to think that you would remake this. I think we've talked about this before, Rob. I am so tired of us remaking all these movies. Now, the key is, does it work? And overall, Aladdin does work. Will Smith's character has to grow on you over time, and once you kind of get there in the middle, you've bought into it and you like it. But in the beginning, it's a little rocky there. Another thing that Disney does is that Disney doesn't get too imaginative with the music, because you're hearing music from some of the other movies, and you would hope that Disney would expand beyond that. And so that was somewhat disappointing. But the two main characters in this movie carry it out, and they have really good chemistry.
Talking to Reggie, the real critic, a.k.a. Reggie Ponder, looking at the summer movie season. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen any of the big or little movies yet? Or is there one coming out that you want Reggie's take on? Call in at 800-642-1234. This Elton John movie looks pretty flashy. A Rocket Man, is this one you've checked out yet, Reggie?
I have seen it, and I will tell you, if you love Elton John and you know all the songs, this is more than a perfect movie for you. It really goes from his from the beginning all the way to stardom, and it goes into how he the problems and the trials and tribulations he went through as a child and how that impacted what he did as an adult. And if for people who don't know, it's not a spoiler, but he got hooked on drugs and alcohol, and the movie actually starts with him as he goes into a rehab session to talk about his problems, and then it flashes back. The only thing that bothered me just a little bit, well, that I didn't like a lot, was that in the middle of it, you'll hear a couple of songs where they'll go into the make it kind of like a musical, and I didn't love it, but I appreciated it because it's Elton John and it was a little different. But the songs stick in your head, and I don't want to sing for you, but I got a couple of these songs stuck in my head right now.
They are catchy tunes, and I've read, I don't know if this is true, that Elton John doesn't always come out looking like a nice guy. He can come off, even in the movie about him, as kind of a jerk sometimes.
He doesn't, and that's the really good thing about it. He doesn't come off as looking as a nice guy, but it does show that he did try to make amends with most of the people there. There'll be some that he can't get back to, but that he did try, I guess through therapy, try to make amends. This is a good movie. If you like Elton John, this is one to see. And then I'd say for people who don't like Elton John or don't know they like Elton John, because you might not know that those were his songs, you should check it out as well.
All right, now here's a very different one. This one, a little scary. Listen to, I think it's from the trailer from Ma.
There's something off about Ma.
Seriously?
She's homeless.
And her basement's pretty much the best drinking spot in town.
We can't go up there.
Shh.
This one looks interesting to me, Reggie. Tell us about Ma.
It is interesting. So you have these four young teenagers who can't buy alcohol. They stop her, ask her, hey, can you buy us some alcohol? She does. And then all of a sudden, a little later, she comes back after that incident and buys them some alcohol again, invites them over her house, and her house becomes the party house. Now, firstly, come on. I'm not going over this lady's house that I don't know. Well, really? Seriously? And so you know you're talking to the screen saying, no, don't do it, don't do it.
Don't go in that basement.
Do not go in that basement. But come to find out that she's connected to those kids and their parents, and there's some stuff that happened in her childhood, and they make it all work together in some kind of way. But it's scary enough to say, get out. Just get out. And for people who might like a different type of scary movie, this one works as well.
Now, does this, and if it's a spoiler to answer this question, just let me know, does this get into like supernatural horror, or is this just like potentially could happen real thriller horror?
Potentially could happen real horror. So did you hear me say get out the house?
Yep.
Get out the house.
Done,
right?
And done. I mean, but you said, you know, would teens really do this? You know, I mean, sometimes teens and judgment, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. But it is one of those where you're talking to the screen, just hollering at these characters, knowing that they can't hear you. And you're saying, please, no, don't go. Don't do it.
All right. And one more. We've got a little clip from, and this one I keep hearing good things about. I know nothing about it except for what you're about to tell me. Let's hear a little bit of the movie Booksmart.
We have to go to a party tonight.
What?
Nobody knows that we are fun. We didn't party because we wanted to focus on school and get into good colleges.
And it worked.
But the irresponsible people who partied also got into those colleges.
All right, tell me about Booksmart, Reggie.
So this one is that there's these two young ladies in high school, and they basically found out that they missed all the fun. They worked more and played less. So now they're figuring out, we need to cram in this really short period of time and being one night, 4 years of having fun into one night. And I think it really resonates with young people because we've heard this a lot. And I've even heard some of the programs where you're interviewing people where are our young kids having fun, or are they growing up too fast? And so this kind of addresses that in one night. Now, you know that means it's going to be a wild and crazy time. I have not seen this one, but my 20-year-old daughter, who was really looking forward to seeing this, she really loved it. And I think as of now, it has a 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, of which I'm one of the critics there.
It seems like every generation gets this last blowout before high school is over movie. I remember there were these movies in the 80s when I was in high school, and then you had like super bad, I don't know how long ago, that 10 years, I'll call it, I don't know. And now this, it seems like every generation wants this kind of movie, Reggie.
Absolutely. And what these movies do is that there are all these nuances from the music to the language, to the dress and all of that. So you do need these kind of movies. And I don't get tired of them because I think they are specific to that particular time period. Even though they might be addressing a similar issue, I think they work. And I'm in fact probably going to go see Booksmart this weekend.
We're talking to film critic Reggie Ponder about the movies out this summer or soon to come out this summer. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If there's one you've seen, you want to make a plug for it or against it, you can call in. Or is there a movie you're excited about seeing this summer? Or is there something on your radar you want to hear more from Reggie about? And have your movie-going habits changed in the era of streaming? Just think, I'll watch it later on a DVD, if you still do that, or maybe stream it. Call 800-642-1234. Slap it into the Betamax when it comes out. 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about movies out this summer with film critic Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What have you seen? What are you excited to see? What do you need an opinion on before you see it? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go to your calls now. Dan is with us in Iron River. Dan, hello.
Hello. How are you guys today?
Good. What do you want to share?
The one movie that I wanted to bring up was that I thought was the sleeper of all times. It got just slipped in under the radar at the theaters was Tolkien, the biopic movie about J.R. Tolkien. It showed character development. It showed his life experiences and then how he developed language. It was fantastic.
And this was, was this a documentary style or this was actually like you said, a biopic?
Yeah, it was a biopic. I mean, it was fantastic. It had everything. It had a war movie. He was in World War One. It was fantastic. Huh.
Dan, thanks a lot. Enthusiastic vote there, Reggie, for Tolkien. I remember hearing that was coming out, and I guess it is out now.
Yeah, and this is one that when we got ready to we're going to get ready to talk about some of the smaller films. I'm really glad that he mentioned that. Is that some of these smaller films don't get as much play because the summer is a big time for revenues at the box office. So these smaller movies really just hit certain people. So that's a good one, and I'm glad that he mentioned that.
Thanks a lot for that call, Reggie. Before we go back to our callers, is there something under the radar that you think should be on our radars?
Wow, under the radar. I don't know if there's, under the radar for me. I'm not really sure if I have one under the radar, but I do want to see this movie. Why am I drawing a blank? I do want to see the movie Yesterday, and that's not an under the radar one. But we just got through talking about Rocket Man, and from a music standpoint, even the premise that people forgot about the Beatles, I can't wait to see that movie Yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. So the Beatles, everybody forgets about them, or they disappear, except one guy, a musician, and he recreates their songs for the rest of the world.
Right, so that's one I want to see, and I guess from a under the radar is Late Night is a movie that I definitely want to see, and that's a film where where you have Emma Thompson playing this great late night host, and she's about to lose her job, and she needs some help in terms of keeping her job. And it's a smaller film, but I think that it's going to be a funny film, and it'll appeal to a lot of different people, and it actually might be a breakout film.
Let's go back to our callers now. Casey is with us in Rice Lake. Casey, hi.
Hi. So in the 70s at UWEC, we all love Shaft, and they're making a remake of Shaft, and the trailer looks great, but I don't want to be disappointed. What about Shaft?
Casey, yeah, Casey's doing the song there for us, Reggie.
Yeah, yeah. I am in real anticipation for Shaft because they're going to have three generations here. And I'm wondering if this really will live up to a Richard Roundtree, because if you look at the trailers, he makes a cameo appearance in this one. So I just wonder how good this will be as well. And I'm with her. I don't want to be disappointed here. I am looking forward to it. It was one of the movies on my list. So, yeah.
And who's the star in that one?
That's Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like if they hired anybody else in this current generation of actors to try to remake Shaft, it would have been kind of disappointing.
Absolutely. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't want to be disappointed, so I can't wait to see it, but please don't disappoint me with a Richard Roundtree. He's the icon.
Casey, thanks for that call. We're just talking about Shaft and other movies coming out this summer. Reggie Ponder is with us. Reggie, the real critic, sharing his picks, the movies he's looking out for, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Landon is with us in Dodgeville. Landon, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I was just going to go back to your subject you were talking about earlier, where you were discussing going to see movies in the era of streaming. And I found that when I am balancing which movies I want to make the investment to see in a movie theater, I will much more look at, is this going to be an experiential event as far as audio and visual stimulation. Not necessarily, it doesn't even have to be an appealing movie in regards to the plot line or the subject matter, but is it something that seems like it would be something fun to at least go out and experience on the big screen and the big speakers? So I just wanted to include that as something that I take into account when I decide if I want to go and pay the money to go see a movie on screen or wait until it comes out on DVD.
Landon, thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm kind of there with him, Reggie. Like, Avengers, yeah, I know that's going to be different on the small screen versus the big screen. A more talky type of movie, maybe not so much.
Yeah, I think he hit it absolute the nail on the head here, is that a movie like Late Night, people might see that at home, might. A movie like Long Shot. But John Wick, the stimulation that you get from seeing that on the big screen is wow. Godzilla would fall into that, and you're right, Avengers as well. All those Avengers movies, you kind of want to see those on a big screen. So I would agree with them.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go now to Jim with us in Madison. Jim, hi.
Hey, I saw a poster for a film called The Dead Don't Die. It looks like a great cast. It's got Tom Waits, Iggy Pop, Steve Buscemi, a bunch of other well-known names. I want to know anything about that film.
Jim, thanks for the call. I've seen this trailer. It's Jim Jarmusch, the director, and it's got, like, everybody in it. He just listed a few. I saw the trailer. It's
Adam Driver. You got Bill Murray in this one. Yeah.
Frances McDormand? Was she in? I don't know. But so it's like Jim Jarmusch's take on a zombie movie, it looks like.
And this was one, when I sent you the list, this was one on my list, The Dead Don't Die. So I want to see it. It looks interesting. And the people that are in it, as you said, when you have all of these folks, you're saying this is going to be an interesting one. And in fact, I think, Rob, when you say one of the things that might fall under the radar, this was probably my pick right here.
Thanks for that call. We'll go now to Ryan in Black Earth. Ryan, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about Ryan?
Well, I just have kind of a fun fact in regards to the John Wick franchise. I've met the actual John Wick. He's a 90-some-year-old fellow that lives in Mazamani, Wisconsin, and owns a post-frame design company. His grandson wrote the screenplay for all three movies.
And he got his name from Grandpa?
Yep. Yeah, John Wick is a 90-something-year-old man.
Interesting, Ryan. Thank you so much for sharing that. I didn't know the John Wick franchise. Now I got to see some of these. It has a Mazamani, Wisconsin connection, Reggie. Learn something new every day.
There you go. I know we're kind of running out of time. You got another call? Or
nope. Yeah, I want to give you a shot, Reggie, to hit us with a couple more.
So So at the end of the day, there are a number of movies that are coming out. Dark Phoenix, which is an X-Men movie. Right. I'm going to see that tonight. You got Toy Story, which I'm very interested in seeing, and I'm not interested in seeing, meaning that I think they did a really good job with that franchise, and do you need to see another one? But since they're making another one, I do want to see what happens there. Spider-Man and The Lion King is the movie that I'm hoping that they don't disappoint me on because the cast is outstanding. But what will Disney do with this? Will they just play it safe and give me the same old, or will they make it different and exciting? And then finally, in terms of the big blockbusters, is the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that one. It's interesting that they're going to have this spinoff called Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. I'm intrigued. I really, really want to see that.
Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham, like, there's a it can only be so bad with those two in it, I feel like.
That's right. So I'm really interested in that. And then finally, Wine Country, I'd like to see that movie. I don't know if you know anything about that one. It's a smaller movie where a bunch of ladies, it's an Amy Poehler movie, a bunch of ladies go out together and a lot of things get crushed more than grapes, feelings and all that stuff. So I want to see that as well. And then there's a movie called The Kitchen. There are a lot of movies coming out, big and small. I really hope that people still go out to the movies because the experience is good, even just with people and enjoying it. I know streaming is in, but go out and have a movie. Do that for me.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. I'll have to take a sabbatical to see all these movies.